Hiya. Have you ever wondered how to get what you want? It's quite a basic process and it will work every time. But sometimes the thing that you want is a little bit more involved, so it may take more time. Okay, so it's not entirely a timed process, but if you want something enough, you can get it. You want that top brick off the chimney? Well, go get it. Maybe a ladder, or you could get out through the skylight or something, or you could get a helicopter and sort of dangle off it and get that top brick off the chimney. So, how do we go about going from wanting it to getting it? Now, I'm going to read out of a book. This book is called, it's only one paragraph. Grandpop's Annual. Grandpop is a monkey and he runs a circus and he's just seen some turtles and he's interested in the turtles, which he hasn't seen before. So, thanking the person who had shown him the turtles, he went away still wondering. Right, he's wondering how to get these turtles into his circus. So, he wondered all the morning and he wondered during the afternoon. And he spent his evening puffing a cigar and still wondering. Went to bed wondering and woke up in the morning with his mind made up. After he had finished his breakfast, he got out pen and paper, squared his elbows, stuck out the tip of his tongue to wipe his nib on from time to time, and got down to work. Now, inside of there is the essence in an old-fashioned children's book of exactly how the human process of getting whatever it is you want, how it works. Now, there may be one or two details in there that you can change for yourself, but I do this process every single time. And eventually, sooner or later, I get what I want. We've got to bear in mind I want so many things that it's a kind of interlaying things. So, I may be a day away from one thing I want, and 2 days away from something else, and 3 months from something else, and 4 years from something else, but eventually I get everything I want. So the first thing is you have to ask yourself a question. What do I want? And in Grandpop's particular scenario, he wanted turtles. So, the next thing you have to do is to wonder. Now, first of all, you ask what you want, then you have to wonder, just wonder, use your imagination a little bit. So, it can be really crazy stuff. Like, what's the easiest way to get the top brick off the chimney? Should I get a helicopter? Should I throw a lasso up there? Should I get out through the skylight, or should I, just get a ladder or some scaffolding or whatever? Come out with lots of ridiculous ideas because your imagination likes nothing better than a good giggle. So then you just go to bed. Try not to stay up, just go to bed, right? And in the morning, wake up with your mind made up. So immediately you wake, as you're waking, one of your solutions or a different one will come immediately to the surface of your thoughts. It's the first thing that you think about. Of course, you may think about your breakfast, but try to correlate your mind so it's not the first thing you think about. It's maybe the second or possibly third thing you think about. So before you get dressed or you get your breakfast, right? Find a nice quiet place with a table and a chair and get pen and paper. And just start to doodle. Let your mind daydream. Go inside of that thing you don't use very often these days called your imagination and see what comes out. Now, it's much better to draw little pictures for things than to write the words. So instead of writing BEER, I draw a little rectangle with a half circle next to it, and it represents a tankard. And instead of writing WINE, I just draw a semicircle with a line under it and then like a T under it, yeah, and that represents a wine glass. It's the simplest possible thing, but it focuses in what I want to concentrate on. So one of the things I often find myself doodling is a half circle and then a line coming up from that and a triangle. Now, what would that be? That represents, in the simplest way I can do it, a boat, because I'm determined to get a boat. So every single day, whenever I'm writing, I will draw that little thing without even thinking about it. I'm subliminally priming my mind to expect the eventuality of a boat. No idea how I'm going to get a boat at the moment. I'll probably go and find someone that's got one for sale and get it. What I mean is, I don't know how to get it because I don't have the money for the boat at present, and I don't have the money, the income, to be able to pay for the, you know, upkeep of it. But eventually I will get a boat, and I keep drawing it. It's a half circle, a line, and a triangle. Okay. When you were born, you weren't born able to speak a language, a verbal language. You came out of the womb and you cried a bit, and it was, you know, only after you'd sort of got over the initial shock that you started to notice that people were verbalizing around you. And if you were born in Britain, the chances are highly likely that you speak British. You may speak other languages, but, you know, as you were coming out of the womb, you weren't able to understand a language. Now, you may have, you know, very subliminally worked out that people speak in languages because you heard it through the wall of the womb, but essentially the language is learned. And if you had been born in Spanish to Spanish speaking parents, you were more likely to speak Spanish than British. Okay, so essentially the absolute nub part of our mind, which developed inside of the womb, does not respond very well to verbal language, but it responds brilliantly to picture ideas. And it responds quite well to things like music and the feel of the wind against your cheek. It responds to things like that, but the last thing it responds to is numbers and letters. Okay? I want you to know that, because this is why I'm saying daydream, use your imagination, doodle. Just get some blank paper, focus lightly on what it is you're trying to think about, but just let your imagination go riot. And then step back and see if you can make any sense out of it. And if you can't make any sense, that's fine. Go and get dressed, have your breakfast, try and tune out and think about something else, and then come back and see what else you can produce, perhaps with another sheet of paper. Or if you did the first one in red ink, you could do the second one in blue ink and another one in, say, black ink over the top. Right, this works well as well. What you're trying to do is you're trying to pinpoint, not what you want, because you've decided what you want. How are you going to get it? What is the shortest and easiest way between now and you getting it? Where is it? Who's got it? Why can't you have it? Why haven't you got it? Why don't you just go and get it? You know, ask yourself all these questions, because an awful lot of what we do is we make tons of problems and just stick them there as obstacles. So I say to myself, I want a pottery studio. Now, what is stopping me? Nothing is really stopping me, because I could probably find all the stuff that I need on something like Gumtree or Freecycle. You know, somebody just doesn't want their pottery thing anymore, so I can go and pick it up. You know, maybe I haven't got any money to get to the house. Maybe they'll come to me, or they'll send it, or I could just hitch a lift or something. It's probably not that difficult, right? And it's not that difficult for me to make space in my house for a pottery studio. But the reality is, I keep saying I want a pottery studio, and I don't put in any action, because I don't want one that tearingly desperately at the moment. That's all. Probably the same is true with the boat. You know, if I really wanted one, I could go to everywhere where there are boats and ask someone if they could sell me a boat for £20. Because you don't know, there could be someone that would give one away. Because the last thing they want on earth is a boat. but they don't know how to get rid of it. Okay? So you can solve these problems quite easily yourself with imagination and just trying the ridiculous and the impossible, because it's not ridiculous and it's never impossible. So, you know, sometimes there are reasons. So I've got so many outgoings at the moment and I haven't got enough income. It's just a temporary thing, but it's just a situation. I mean, so getting a boat isn't massively helpful because it will be yet another outgoing. And the first thing I need to solve is more income. But there's a reason why this has happened. It's because, you know, my family estate has resolved onto my shoulders and I've got to pick up all the pieces suddenly, you know. And so I'm just working out. So what I want is a stabilized series of incomes, which are, they can be seasonal, but they are fairly reliable through the year. So that's what I want. And that's what I'm going to get. And then the next thing I want is a boat. So then I will go and get that, probably with the stabilised incomes that I've managed to get, because that was the first thing I want. Yeah. So be quite analytical and work out. I mean, a great deal of your problem is if you do a 9 till 5, you're knackered when you get home. You've got no time or energy to do anything. You haven't got enough spare time to enjoy things. And you've probably got people nagging you all weekend to do this, that and the other. So in your case, the first thing to do is to work out how to live in a different way so you get rid of the 9 till 5, because it's sapping you. Sapping you. You don't even have any conversation because you're so boring, because you're sapped all the time. You know, you need to free up your time to be able to pursue interests for yourself and then become a really interesting person. And then you'll have other problems, like how do I get enough money to do this, that or the other, but you won't have the problem of where are my socks, you know, where are my car keys, where's my lunch. There's just, you're going to replace all that with different problems. Okay, so one of the first things you may want is you may want to get out of the 9 till 5 rat race, and that is a very, very good goal to have, very important, really critical. Right, so before you get the boat for the weekends, how about getting out of the 9 till 5, so you haven't got just the weekends, you've got the week as well. Okay, now this may be a new idea to you and you might be a bit frightened because your family have high expectations of you, you know, consuming your life's hours seated at a desk or something. The way I've got around this myself is I've just dispensed with my family, because then nobody is around me in my life having expectations of what they think I ought to be doing. I'm not interested in any of my family. I don't have anything in common with them. So the quickest and easiest thing was to just stop talking to them. So I now have no family. It's brilliant. Saves me loads of money on birthday cards, barbecues, holidays, and, you know, other things that go with families, like weddings and things like that. Not that my family tend to bother getting married. But, you know, so you need to take a really in-depth look at your life, because sometimes you want something really badly, but there's actually something else in there. And it could be other people's expectations or your driving desire to go and do the 9 till 5. If you could get rid of those things out of your life, you'll have more space and more options to get what you want. And the last thing I want to say today is don't you ever feel guilty for wanting whatever it is you want. Okay, it's there for some reason. Go and get it. But first of all, decide what it is. Build yourself a platform that's good for getting things, like, you know, no 9 till 5, no family pressure. No boss, that's a good thing, isn't it? Another good thing would be no newspapers or television, because they really are a major distraction and sap you beyond anything you could possibly imagine. And then wonder how you're going to get it and go and get it. You know, it might not be simple, but you've got to work out a way. Now, if I said, right, I'm living in Timbuktu, and I want to get to Vladivostok, and it's imperative. That is what I want. I want to be in Vladivostok, but I'm in Timbuktu. Well, I just got to go, haven't I? And I can work it out as I go. It doesn't really matter whether I went via New York, via Reykjavik, or via the South Pole. It doesn't matter. It's the fact that I've started on the journey. Decide what you want, make up your mind to get it, work out ways of getting it. It doesn't matter how improbable they are. It's the fact you've made a start. You're on the way. Someone will direct you as you go. You're on the journey. So not only are you on the journey towards what you want, but you've turned your back on not having what you want. That is so, so crucial. And you can be so much more tomorrow than you are today. And you're pretty good today. Not bad. But you can keep on getting amazing. Just decide what you want. It doesn't even matter what it is you want. Want something, go and get it. Turn your back on not having it. Be an amazing new go-getting person.